Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Hi, everybody. You know, I'm an artist, but I'm also intellectual, you know. I studied a little bit of psychology. I worked a little bit in there. So I have some detail, but I'm not a psychologist. I say that because, you know, I'm not interested in going in that field due to the fact of my experiences, you know, with other people. You know, I had to keep my sanity. I don't have the patience to work with mental health. But I will say this. Psychology is not just mental health, and psychology is, clinical psychology is the most, you know, rewarding to those who want to do it for a living. If you want to do it for a living, then fine. For me, I don't. But due to experiences, employment, and the employment situation, and with people with diagnosis and bad experiences in my own life with people with diagnosis, I cannot do it. But I can talk about it. So let's just say, in a sense, I could be a part of psychology indirectly, not directly. You know, I had some people, I had came across some people who, you know, who really just labeled me delusional or schizophrenic, and I don't have that diagnosis. It was defamation of character. It was wrong. I mean, they were pretty much making a diagnosis, and they were not experts. One of the things that they thought, recently one person thought I was schizophrenic or delusional because I kept mentioning about being transvestite. And I have said that I don't have no evidence, but it was just came from these delusional people outside who was making these allegations. And we know what delusions are. It's when someone truly believes that something is happening or is when it's not true. When it's not true, but they still believe it, regardless to evidence to the contrary, then they possibly may be delusional. You know, that's what delusions pertain to, people who believe something that isn't true. Now, you know, learning about people and so on, there's all kinds of factors why people would believe something that isn't true. You know, in religions, you know, they don't say that's delusional, but because somebody believe in God or something that isn't real, I will take that back. They believe in something religiously that hasn't been proven to be true, but they continue to believe it anyway. But, you know, they believe they see, you know, miracles and stuff, but it has not been proven. So you could say that you leave it up to an expert in psychology, but you could say that could possibly be a certain type of delusion. But I'm not talking about religion, you know, because everybody, you know, I'm not talking about religion. I am talking about when somebody believes something that isn't true, when it is, you know, or whatever, you know. I'm going to take that back. I'm not an expert, okay? So the bottom line is, I hope I'm expressing myself, delusions is when someone believes something to be true when it isn't, despite evidence of the contrary. In other words, say like someone believes that George Washington was not the first president, and they were shown evidence that George Washington is the first president, and they still don't believe that George Washington is they still don't believe that George Washington was the first president. As an example of a delusion, possibly. Okay. The truth is, we know that George Washington was the first president of the United States. When a person don't believe that he was, and there was evidence to be shown, there's quite a lot of evidence shown that he was, then they possibly, you know, they're delusional. Possibly. Now, I say that because there's explanations of why people believe something to be true when it isn't. Perhaps they're having a hard time, health reasons, something bothering them, they're having a bad day, they're not thinking clearly. There's all kinds of reasons. But when someone literally believes something that believes something to be true and it truly isn't true, despite evidence to the contrary, then they're delusional. And this is not somebody who's aware of the truth. You know, like for instance, people thought I was delusional because I kept saying about there were wires or cameras and so on. There is no evidence of wires or cameras on my home. I'm aware that there isn't no evidence. However, I don't know. The reason why I say that is because these crazy, well, I won't say that. These people outside were saying that to, either they were joking or saying things that didn't make sense. Gossip around me kept saying it over and over again, and they constantly say it. So, from outside, so I ignored that fact, you know. But I'm aware that there's no wires or cameras on my home. I can't see anything. However, we all know that there's all types of devices that we can use or whatever. There has not been proven that there is a device, so I'm aware, okay? Somebody who's delusional is not aware of the truth in any way, shape, or form. They still believe that something to be truthful when it isn't. I had experience with somebody who truly believed that I was mentally retarded in a building a long, long time ago. I lived in a different building, and I'm not mentally retarded. I have at least above average IQ. What qualifies for mentally retardation, I don't qualify. So something is, you know, they still believe it. So I had to leave it to a doctor to get them treated. And the delusions can be damaging. And I've seen this with people who came across me and tried to target me. Like one person, they're whatever, you know, believe that I, you know, was retarded and thought that I shouldn't be living where I'm at and so on and kept targeting me. I didn't want to deal with that. So we need to be careful when we say people are delusional. If people believe something truly to be honestly the truth, despite evidence to the contrary, and they're not aware of the truth, okay? If somebody's aware of the truth, like I'm aware of the truth all the time, then they're not delusional, they're aware. But if someone isn't aware, they may be delusional. I had somebody, it really is, and I dealt with these individuals outside the homeless. They came and targeted me. One of them kept saying, I should be a psychologist, I should be a therapist, and I can really help people, and they kept doing it over and over again, despite me not interested in working in mental health anymore because I want to do something different. It's a rewarding career, but not for me because my experiences were not very good, but I moved on. They can't move on. They were trying to force me to be something that I'm not, so they're not well. So the insanity of this, they kept saying, I could really help people. They need to get help somewhere else. They can find someone to help. Now, in the sense of helping them, if they're talking about, I don't know what they're talking about. I don't know if I can help them in the way that they want. If they're talking about with my podcast or my arts or my music or doing something, then perhaps if they listen, then I'm glad to be helpful in that department. I have to be aware. Because sometimes when I deal with people and I have to be aware of their feelings, you know, I'm like, yeah, you know, be sensitive, you know. But my my reference to them is that they were referring to helping them as being a therapist. They have plenty of therapists they can look for. I can't do help them in that way. I can help them as just an ordinary citizen. That's all I can say. But with delusional people, I can't deal with them even socially because if they're not well and so on. No, I mean, they need to get help. I had to deal with people who are healthy. And that is something I can't deal with, you know? And the bad side of this, the reason I'm bringing it up is that some people, as I mentioned, thought I was, and it wasn't true. Schizophrenia and delusions deal with people who believe things that are not true, or they're out of touch with reality. Not to their fault, it's an illness, okay? And medication can help. I'm aware of reality. See, I don't have no bugs or cameras on my condo. I don't have insane delusion. I'm aware, but they think I am. So that is defamation. That means they're going around spreading rumors about me, saying things that I was when that's not true. I'm giving you a basic definition of what delusions are. So we need to be careful when we say someone's delusional. If they're saying things or doing things that are you know, believing things that ain't true, despite evidence to the contrary, and they still believe it, and they ain't aware that it ain't true, then something is wrong. Now, if somebody is aware that what's going on, then they're aware. Then they're obviously aware of reality. Being aware of reality is you're aware of what the truth is, what you really actually see or understand. I had somebody who kept saying that I lived in a place since 2005, and that's not true. And despite evidence to the contrary, they still believe that it was 2005. So I would say they are potentially could be delusional. They still believe that I'm still living in 2005. Then let them be believing something that ain't true. Now, if they're doing it to press buttons after a long period of time, then they gotta be something wrong, because adult acting like a child, making up stories to press buttons, that doesn't make sense either. But that's not sanity. That's not sanity. I'm saying things that just simply are insane. So I got to keep my sanity by being always aware of reality, by dealing with reality. I wanted to also say that most people who are diagnosed with schizophrenia or have delusions are harmless and are high-functioning people. I'm saying that because of the discrimination. I don't want to come off as discriminating or coming off as saying people with illness, severe illnesses, are simply, you know, bad. The whole group, that's not true. Most are very law-abiding, non-violent, and some are very high-functioning. So in fact, some can really do a lot, can do very well. So I'm trying to be careful. But I face the trauma of dealing with people with mental health issues, of being hurt mentally. I wasn't even aware of, like, what, you know, of someone was on, you know, drug and alcohol abuse, from what I was told. And you can look up studies, can cause mental illness or delusions or whatever. I had to deal with somebody because of perhaps their drinking or drug intake in the past, long times, treated me very badly. And it was traumatizing. I had people stole from me. I was, as a child, physically or emotionally abused because of a family member who was under the influence of alcohol and who had an illness and coming across me. So I had to be careful. You know, I had to be careful what I say, you know, because I want to keep my sanity. And, you know, I was a member of Al-Anon, Children of Alcoholics, but he could, you know, my father could, and whoever else in my family did the best they could. And I'm not going to criticize my father because my father is not alive and he's not here to defend himself, so I'm going to leave it there. We all make mistakes. I couldn't touch a drink. I saw the effects of what drinking could do to people, or drugs. And drugs, I had people rob me and blah, 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 blah. When I came to L.A., I had all kinds of horrific incidents. And then I had someone with an illness recently harass me simply because I did not want to be a therapist. They kept saying, oh, you know, angry at me, blame me for their misgivings. I'm not a therapist right now. I had to recover myself. That is one of the reasons why I became an artist, because of my experiences of living on the streets. Child abuse, feeling alienated and outcast as a child with other children, being made fun of, no one wanted to be around me, being alone, all kinds of things. And I liked the Oprah interview with Prince Harry about trauma. And I experienced so much trauma in many different ways, physically, emotionally, economically, and I am still trying to recover. A broken friendship was, I think, because it was a traumatic experience for me. Then I realized that the person wasn't well because of their illness. And I have to make sure that people who I hang around don't exhibit debilitating illnesses or in drug or alcohol dependency, and that person was alcoholic. So it was very, I had to keep my sanity, and I had to, delusional people, while they may be healthy, I had to stay away from people who are delusional, because, you know, I wouldn't deal with reality. I mean, it could be damaging from being harassed or being targeted, like the guy who's, as I mentioned, who really believed that I was mentally retarded. They really believe that I was, this and that, and targeted me for years because of it. And they did not really know who I was because they thought I was mentally retarded. And I have an advanced degree. I'm a run a company. I'm an artist. I'm very much aware of reality. So it's really sad to see what has occurred. And not to mention being working in clinical psychology and not, I felt the employment situation was not very good as far as respect and so on. So it was another layer. And then not getting respect and then being demoted and so on. So I wanted, getting paid. When I go to a job, I have to get paid for it. And when I have a job, I want to be labeled an employee, not go from an employee to being a training program. I felt that was insulting. That was not fair. So that is what it was, employee, not in doing the things that I wanted to do to help. And it was supposed to help people. And I felt I was working in dangerous situations, trying to stop people from fighting in a group home or so on. And working in that situation, and I should have been treated as an employee, and I wasn't. And regardless, I ain't gonna name names. But sanity, I'd keep my sanity, so I can't work in that. Cause it's sad, you know. I like to help. So in the sense of if they said help people, yes, I can help them by my podcast, by. If they need help, they should go to a therapist. They should stop drinking alcohol, this person, or drug, because it will only make it worse if they have a diagnosis. And drugs and alcohol itself, regardless. I mean, I ain't putting down people who drink champagne. Champagne is delicious, but be aware, if you become an addict, what it can do to the brain. Because somebody, I knew people, because of alcohol and drug use and in family, they had exhibited mental health symptoms. So what I'm a drug addict, cocaine addict, I can't hang around with something like that. I had to deal with people straight on. I do hang out with people who drink alcohol, but I don't want to drink out with no alcoholic. I mean, God, I mean, I have to keep my sanity. The bad experience I experienced, another bad experience, being attacked for no reason, being targeted. But, again, most people who have mental health diagnosis in particular with delusions and schizophrenia are law-abiding, high-functioning people that we can all hang around. It's just some people, illnesses are too severe. And some of these people do drink and do drugs. And people, and regardless if you drink, regardless if you have a mental health issue, if you become a drug addict or alcoholic, it can affect you mentally. I experienced that. So I know sanity. I know what delusions are with other people. And I find it very hard when I've been called something that isn't true. And if they spread gossip about it, I consider it defamatory. And it's wrong, because I'm aware. I always have to be aware. I had to keep my sanity because I grew up in a situation where people were not aware. They were always drinking, drugs. I'm glad I didn't, you know, I came out the way I did because I could see things face on. Because I had to keep my sanity. I had to know what's real, right, or wrong. One and one is two and it's not three. And that's how it's got to be for me. But I'm progressing. I'm growing. I'm very open. And I have to be careful what I say. So in the sense that they say, if I can help them or help people, yes, with my music and talk about these issues. Yes, I possibly could. And that's how I leave it there. And remember, if you know somebody who really needs help, you should have, you know, get them for the, Alcoholics Anonymous, you know, give them flyers for that. Refer them to Alcoholics Anonymous, refer them to a mental health organization. There's nothing wrong with having a mental health problem. Lots of people have mental health issues and don't get help for it. It is, should not be no taboo about mental health. It is just like any other illness. It's just like a heart problem or so on. You got to get help for it. And I have people that I know that I'm not going to mention who don't want to get counseling because they think that getting counseling would mean that people would think they're crazy. Then they're ignorant. There's nothing wrong with having a diagnosis. I have suffered because of bad experiences, severe. I mean, the homelessness took a toll on my mental health. It took a toll on me. The experiences I had, direct. It was like going through World War III with me, trying to survive. I missed out on my childhood. My childhood was too horrific, especially at adolescent. It just went that I suffered post-traumatic stress disorder. But I'm okay from bad experiences. Living out on the street alone, oh God, or being robbed, being attacked in a vicious way so many times, death experiences, horrific experiences, not seeing things, you know, going for things and missing out on things. I mean, it took a toll. It still is. So I like that Prince Harry review about his mental health related to Princess Diana. Because I think a lot of people have experienced some sense of trauma. Trauma from losing a loved one, or trauma from a breakup of a relationship, trauma from, losing a job, trauma from, being a war veteran. A lot of people have experienced some sense of trauma. And I experienced a traumatic experience. I even written about it. I had a song called Drama. It was released, but I'm going to see if I can get it back out, you know. But it's no laughing matter. But to deal with things, I had to deal with things head on. Be aware of sanity. It's hard to be sane in this world with a lot of things going on, but I have to be aware. I'm aware. But I dealt with people with delusions. I dealt with illnesses and how damaging they can be to them and to the people who they attack or who they come around. So my best, all I can say is I would just refer them to a therapist, someone, an expert. I'm not an expert on mental health, but mental health has been a situation that I had to deal with from too many bad experiences. But I learned to not let it undermine my potential to progress in this world and to continue to do the best I can to be the best person I can be. By the way, if anyone thinks that I'm misconstrued or upset by this broadcast, I'm very sorry. That's not my intentions. I hope I didn't say anything to offend people, because I am aware that this is public, so I say things. And I say things what I really feel. There's nothing wrong. I mean, everybody experienced something, a lot of people. And how we deal with it is how we deal with it. One day at a time. Good day, good night, from Dove Night. And remember, if you are suffering from something related to, or if you know somebody that is suffering from mental health or delusions, please go to consider going to a local outpatient clinic or talking to a doctor about it, because you can get some help. Because delusions or any type of illness can be damaging if it's not treated or if the person is not aware. The truth of the matter is they are homeless. These homeless people that I came across, they are all over L.A. They're all over in lots of places across America and elsewhere, and they don't get treated. They sit out there on the street, and they're talking to themselves, and they live out there, and they're not even aware. So I hope they can help them. So they can take care of themselves. And we should also be careful not to label somebody when we don't know all the answers or we're not experts. And I'm sure experts will not label somebody a diagnosis if they don't know all the facts. Good day, good night from Dove Night.